K-P-U-G.
The Japanese government has announced that it will take part in the Expo 74 Environmental Exposition in Spokane. A spokesman said the model industrial complex or model of a new city traffic system may be set. Four members of a Seattle family were injured in a one-car accident 4 miles east of Bellingham on the Mount Baker Highway at 620 last night. State troopers said the 29-year-old Bertram Dilks was westbound when a bee flew into the car. Troopers said the man swatted at the bee, lost control of the vehicle, which went into the ditch, then crossed the roadway and went into the ditch on the other side.
This is KPUG Bellingham. And now, another half hour of Randy Evans.
I'm still in love with you. Actually, Al's been at it for many moons and does a fine job. It's 4 minutes away from 11 o'clock. If you can call me at 1170 or 1224 and tell me the last top 10 store I played, win yourself a top 10 record. It's 4 before 11. Here now is Delight Green from the Bellingham office of Foster & Marshall Incorporated with an up-to-minute look at the stock market. Delight?
Thank you, Randy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is now up 135. Transportation's up 0.08. Utilities issues are up at 736.
Delight, you're losing it.
Down 3 to 40¾. Boise Cascade, 10¼ down 1/4. Back to
KPUG. It's Friday, and Delight's voice gradually starts to go throughout the week.
We're having a jam session in the Garden Room at Safeway Discount with Safeway's new Country Pure Brand Jam.
Since we're neighbors, let's be friends.
Safeway. People really know how to boogie at Safeway. It's 3 before 11, and hello, Timothy Stores.
Topping local and Northwest news, brought to you by your nearby Safeway store. Rescue workers have reached an injured man stranded on a cliff on Mount Index. The climber, identified as Craig Keyes of Bellingham, has been on the steep slope since Monday. He reportedly has a broken leg and other injuries. A Snohomish County Sheriff's spokesman says rescuers are lowering the man 800 feet to the base of the cliff. From there, he'll be carried by a litter about a mile through rugged country to the shore of Lake Serene, where a crew is clearing an area for a helicopter landing. The weather outlook for Whatcom County calls for mostly sunny and warmer today and Thursday. The highs expected in the upper 70s, the overnight lows near 50. This is Timothy Storrs for KPUG News.
This is KPUG Bellingham. And now, another half hour of Randy Evans.